Keaton Gologli with Lugnuts catcher Aaron Munoz. Aaron, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Just finally getting adjusted to these couple games here at home. It's my first time here, and I'm enjoying it.
What's it like joining the team on the road? You've got all your stuff. You're coming up from extended spring training. Is that a tough experience?
You know, it is tough. You know, it's a little hectic. You know, it's a little rushed, but it's good to get out of Florida, and I'm glad to be here.
Well, what's a day like in extended spring training for a catcher?
For a catcher, man, it's a long day. It starts from 6 o'clock in the morning from catching bullpens and ending all the way to about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's tough, but it's part of the job.
How long have you been catching?
Oh, I've been catching for quite some time, ever since I can remember, man.
So you started right as soon as the pitcher started throwing in Little League?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, put me back there, and I've just been doing it ever since.
What's your biggest strength behind the plate?
I would have to say my throwing arm, my throwing ability, my instincts as well. And I guess a lot of these guys call me a pillow back there, you know, because I tend to be a good blocker. So and I take pride in that. You know, you work hard to get your skills to that level, and I'm just glad I'm able to incorporate them out here.
What's the key to being a great catcher?
Oh, man, getting to know the guy on the mound, having that trust. And on that guy on the mound, I always said, you know, if the guy on the mound isn't doing well, then you're not doing well. And it works both ways. You know, if you're doing well, he's doing well, and you're on the same page. So I think the best thing I can give as a catcher is probably just having that relationship with your pitcher.
Coming into a new team, and then all of a sudden you're behind the plate and you got to start calling pitches and calling the games for these guys. How do you get to know these pitchers, their repertoires, and what they want to throw?
Well, you know, you have a game plan going into the game, and you tend to, especially these guys, these older guys that have been around this league, they know what they can do. So you have trust in your pitcher. If he shakes you and wants to throw a certain pitch, and you have that trust in him to throw that pitch in that certain situation. So it's not me calling the game. It's more so that me and the pitcher working together.
Did you used to call games in college, or were the coaches calling pitches?
You know, it's a little bit of both. You know, you learn as you go on, and I take pride in calling my own game sometimes, and sometimes you need to, you know, that coach. Sometimes he sees something, and you kind of work on the same page, and that goes back to that game plan that you have throughout the game and your approach.
So give me a little example of that. Let's say for last night, Aaron Sanchez was starting for the Lansing Lugnuts. What kind of preparation did you guys go into in developing what you wanted to throw or what he wanted to throw throughout the ballgame?
Well, his strength is a little different. You know, he's a velo guy, and you know, you go up to him and say, and you command your fastball, you know, and you work off of that, and then you change as you go on. But you definitely want to stick to the strengths of the pitcher.
Well, what about some of the relievers? Maybe a guy you haven't seen or caught before. How do you get to know him, and all of a sudden he's into the ball game in a big situation near the end of the game? How do you know what kind of pitches to call him? How do you work with him?
Well, you know, that goes back to his warm-up pitches. You know, you kind of read him out, see what's working for him at that time and what's not working for him. So you balance that out, and you rule things out at that point in time. And you trust, hopefully you trust him to make the right pitch at the right time.
What kind of drills do you do and go through throughout the day in order to improve your skills behind the plate?
Oh, you know, you're working every day, you know, whatever aspect of your game. Like, you know, you might go down, like today, you might go down and block some balls, do some footwork stuff, and hopefully, you know, keep doing that as you go on, because, you know, you never stop learning in this game. You can always get better.
How do you keep yourself in shape physically in order to take care of the rigors that are minor league baseball?
Well, that's a lot of preparation in your early work. You know, you know it's a long season, and you know, come from spring training. You know, it's a grind. It's a grind, and it's tough. But, you know, you kind of balance yourself out during, you know, when you lift and what things you do throughout the whole day to prepare yourself for the game.
What were some of the biggest surprises that you faced when you first got into professional baseball? I mean, was it going through the daily grind every day, just seeing some of these pitchers? Were there things that you weren't expecting that then happened once you got into pro ball?
You know what? I was definitely surprised of how much work it takes to prepare yourself for a game. You know, no one sees the behind the scenes, you know. And it's tough to, you know, to see that outside. You know, no one sees it, and you know what, you hopefully it sticks out in the game, you know, because a lot of people don't see the behind the scenes action. You know, we get here bright and early, you know, some, you know, for 7 o'clock game, we're here by 1 o'clock, And a lot of people don't know, understand that. It takes a lot of effort and time to prepare for that game.
You played in the Northwoods League for a summer, and a lot of players have played in those kind of leagues and the Cape Cod League. What does that do for a player, being able to play every day?
Oh, Northwoods League definitely prepares you for minor league baseball, without a doubt. You play 60-plus games in about 70 days, just, you know, like a short-season team, you know, and that's basically what it did. It prepared myself for minor league baseball because you do play every day, and you kind of get a glimpse of it, you know, the long bus rides, the playing every day. There's no break in between. So I say without a doubt prepares you for, you know, the next level of ball.
What about the transition from aluminum bats to wooden bats? Is that a big transition for you?
It is a big transition. Aluminum bats, obviously, you know, you get the ball, jump a little bit further and whatnot. But at the same time, you know, it challenges you as a hitter to know what type of hitter you are with the wood bat. You know, so that kind of – it balances you out. You know, you kind of understand what kind of hitter you'll become, you know, whether, you know, you're a power guy or an average guy. You know, it is a tough transition, but at the same time, you know, you learn how to deal with it.
Who are some of the big league players you look up to and like to and that you idolize?
You know, Yadier Molina is one of them, you know, being a catcher and a defensive guy. You know, watching him catch and throw is huge, you know. A lot of guys, you know, growing up, like Pudge, I mean, I enjoyed watching him growing up. Right now, man, I would have to say Yadier without a doubt, or, you know, with Philly's catcher as well, man. He's, you know, he's having a heck of a year too. But, you know, you kind of want to be your own catcher. You know, I definitely idolize those guys and watch them, you know, just different aspects of the game. So,
Aaron, thanks so much for joining me, and good luck tonight and the rest of the season.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
That was Aaron Munoz. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll have more Lug Nuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.